sometime.
Okay, so, gentlemen, we've had, we're holding today on Daf Lamed, and we basically have met quite a few number of shitas over here. We started off with the Simba Machlokas between Rav and Shmuel as to whether the Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av is Osir only until Tisha B'Av, as Rav said, Lo Shana Lefanav Avalach Rav Mutar. Shmuel Asr Afilu La'acharav. So that was, those were two shitas in the din. If we hold that the Yisurim that are mentioned over here of Tisporet and Kibbutz are only for that week. Then we had a new machlokas, three additional shitas, which was the shita of Rabbi Meir, that it starts actually from Rosh Chodesh, not only Shavua Shechalbay. Then we had Rabbi Yehudu Asr the entire month. And then we had now the shita that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, which was what Rav and Shmuel were being samech on, that Eino Asur Ela Otar Shabbat. So according to Shmuel, okay, Otar Shabbat, that's his shita, the whole Shabbat. According to Rav, only up to. But that means four shitot, from Rosh Chodesh till the Tanit, the week of Tisha B'Av up to Tisha B'Av, the week of Tisha B'Av even post Tisha B'Av, and the entire month of Av. Today the Gemara wants to paskin. Omar Rava halacha k'Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, the Omar Rava halacha k'Rabbi Meir. And of course, then it seems to be contradicting himself. On the end, he paskins like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who says that it's a din in the entire Shabbat. On the other hand, he says halacha k'Rabbi Meir, in which he's saying it's from Rosh Chodesh. But what's meant over here is tarvayo lekula. He's trying to tell you that each one of these, we choose each one of these lekula. In other words, let's say, let's explain it. Yashmin alok Rabbi Meir. So if you would have said like Rabbi Meir, I would have thought, meaning, oh, in other words, from Rosh Chodesh to the Tanit? No. Kamashmin alok Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Only that week. On the other hand, if I would have said alok Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that would have meant the whole week. Afil lacharav. Kamashmin alok Rabbi Meir. That no, I only mean until the Tanit. Which basically boils down to a psak like Rav. Because Rav was saying it's only Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, and only up till Tisha B'Av. So it's out of the three shitot of the Tanoim and the Machloket of Rav and Shmuel within the din that it's Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, we go as kula as we could possibly go, that actually only that week and only up till the Tanit, and that's really Mikra, then that is the truth.
What is
this is talking about Kivus and Tisporet. Okay, now, Lamaisa, when it comes to Kivus, the Ashkenazim have ended up being Machmir from Rosh Chodesh, like Rabbi Meir. When it comes to Tisporet, they've added Minhagim Lechorma, which is not according to any Shita, to even go all the way back to Shiva Asar B'Tammuz for 3 weeks, the whole Bein HaMitzarim period, the Ashkenazim Asar, the Sfardim, are only Makbin and the Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av on the Kivutz. Erev Tisha B'Av lo yochal Adam Shnei Tavshilim. Further din that the Mishnah discusses, the Gabi Tisha B'Av, is what the din is on the Seudah HaMafseket. Now, the thing is that the Mishnah doesn't define it in terms of Seudah HaMafseket. Mishnah is Erev Tisha B'Av, as if it's talking about the entire day. So, Omer of Yehuda, let's clarify the Mishnah. The Mishnah says on Erev Tisha B'Av not to eat two separate Tafshilim. What it means over here is only after Chatzot, B'Sheshaot Milomala. It's considered to be the Seuda of Tisha B'Av from before noon. That's still part of the, if you hold the 9 days, or part of the Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av with those chumrot, but nothing more. Another maimer of Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav Yehuda, Lo Shanu Ela B'Seuda HaMafsik B'Av, Ava B'Seuda She'eno Mafsik B'Av Mutar. Not only that, it isn't a function only of the afternoon. It's also a question of intent. So if you intend to eat yet another Seudah, now it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you intend to eat a Seudah Mafseket before Tisha B'Av, so then you can have a normal lunch at 2 o'clock in the afternoon with as many different Tafshilim as you would like. But if this is to be your final seuda, that which is mafsik, so now it's the break-off point between Erev Tisha B'Av and Tisha B'Av, so we'll see that this, later on this is called the seuda of Tisha B'Av. And that's why people have a minhag, actually, of when they sit down for the seuda mafsik, they say Zeh Seudat Tisha B'Av, and so on. So, which is interesting, it's similar to Yom HaKippurim, where we also have an interrelationship of Achila beforehand. So a lot of dinner, the same as the Gemara mentioned. But so in any event, that's what we're talking about. So there's two things, in other words, the Rebbe Yehuda is saying, both of which are a kula in terms of definition of the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't mean all the day, only means after Chatzot. Furthermore, even after Chatzot, it's only if this is your final meal. But let's say I would decide to have my final meal before Chatzot, that wouldn't be called that it's Aser. Or if I decide to eat a lunch which isn't my final meal before the time is after Chatzot, that wouldn't be Aser. So there's two separate kulot over here. So it's Davka the Sudan Mafsik Ba, Sudan Shana Mafsik Ba Mutar, Vitar Vaya Lakula. In other words, both of these are Lakula. And once again, what do we mean by that? Vitzricha, this Vitzricha is an explanation of what is meant with Tarvaya Lakula. Yashwina Basuda Mafsik Ba. Suppose Rav Yehuda would only have told us those words, that it has to be your intent to make this your final meal. So I would have thought that even if that's in the morning. Come mashblan, therefore it says his other psak. No, no, it's only if you are eating this meal in the afternoon. It's only misheshot v'lamala. V'yashvinu misheshot v'lamala, hava mina afil b'suda she'no mafsik. I would have thought that if you would have said the afternoon, any suda in the afternoon has to be treated the way the Mishnah is saying. You can't have the two tafshilim, etc. Therefore, kamash v'lam dafka b'suda mafsik ba. But if your intent is to yet to have another suda, where that suda will be the suda mafseket, then you're allowed to eat a normal lunch. Okay, so we have once again our kulas. Tanya Kalishna Kama, Tanya Kalishna Batra. And actually, we have a raya to both Lishonot in Rav Yehuda, Tanya Kalishna Batra, that it's Soed Erev Tisha B'Av, Imatid Lisot Sudacher. The guy intends, this is the last thing that Rav Yehuda said. If the guy intends to eat another seuda, so then what he's eating now is mutar lechol basar v'lishtod yayin. He can really go to town, eat meat, drink wine again, because of the ikar hadin, just like an avel eats meat, drinks wine. There's no isur of eating meat or drinking wine, except in the seuda mafseket, as we saw earlier. Don't eat two tafshilin, v'lo yochal basar, v'lo yishtayay. It's very interesting that the Teimanim, particularly, actually have that minute. It's only in the Seuda Mafseket that they don't have wine and basar. That afternoon they have wine and basar. Well, the better solution is to have a siyam every single day. We're getting close to doing it. That's right. So no, it is, but I'm saying even an ovel, because as we spoke about this before, there's an Indian of more nefesh, to have that sense of comfort that wine was made for more nefesh and so on. Even that we take away, if we like our minute, we take that away over the 9 days. Yeah, so it's a different. It's even a stronger sense of hopelessness that you don't even have what to be mitnachem with. But there's no yayin lamar nevish. But miikar adin, that's not really part of the avelut. It's the same reason that the suda mafseket, you should not be osik in things that are lichvotcha. Just big things in which you care about yourself, invest in yourself, which is what a meal with wine and meat is. That's the whole point, is to have that enjoyment, that sense of at least comfort in life, you know, a little cup of wine and so on. Okay, so that you can't have. But that's only for this, and it's not a din in the overall avelut during the entire period. And the Tanya Kalishna Kama, the other thing that Rabbi Yehuda said, was that it's a function of Chatzot and before Chatzot, and after Chatzot and before Chatzot. So here it says, also in a braita, Erev Tisha B'Av, Lo Yochal Adam Shnei Tavshilim, Lo Yochal Basar, V'lo yishteyayin, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer yishaneh. This is what we saw in our Mishnah. Shimon ben Gamliel holds the important thing is to make a difference. have a little bit less than you normally would. We'll explain it more later. So Rabbi Yehuda explains, Ketzad mishanei im haya ragil lechol shnei tavshirim yochal min echad, im haya ragil lisod basara b'nei adam, so eat b'chamisha. First of all, in what it is that you're eating, you generally would have two separate things on your plate, have one. You generally sit in a group of 10 people, sit with 5 people. You generally would drink 10 cups of wine, have only 5. They know what to do. So, and here's the important point to us. This was the raya to the Rav Yehuda's psak before. Mutar. Tanya idach. Another bright that says.
It says Kama and Basra, and then it starts quoting the Basra and then the Kama.
No, I don't know why the change in order. Not necessarily, because Tosfos points out, I mean, elsewhere, that sometimes we start from where we left off, and sometimes we go back to the beginning. It doesn't seem to be a firm ruling. Tanya, Yidach, Erev Tisha B'Av, Lo Yochal Adam Shnei Tavshilim, Lo Yochal Basar, Lo Yishte Yayin, Divrei Rabbi Meir, V'Chachamim Omrim Yishaneh. Here now, the Shita of Shimon Gamliel is brought as the Chachamim. So, memayit bebosr b'yayim, when I say memayit, what do I mean? Ketzad memayit. Ima ya ragil echol litra bosr. Like if you normally eat a kilo of meat for a meal, you know. Yochol chatzi litra, take a half a kilo. Ima ya ragil ishtot lug yayin. I mean, you used to drink a lug, you know, 1 liter of wine. So you drink a half a liter of wine. I mean, you can do it a little bit less. V'ineno ragil kol ikar. And if, in fact, you generally don't eat those kind of foods, then erchinami, it's osur. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer, im haya ragil lechol tznon o maliach, achar se'udato, reshu biyado. If generally you take a little dessert, so you take a vegetable dessert, but the important thing is, a maliach could mean even salted meat. Right now, here it says, in other words, salami, or pastrami. Yeah, I mean, that doesn't count, because that's salted, it's not real meat, so that's okay, yeah, just for a little dessert, you want to have one of those corned beef sandwiches, that doesn't count, that's salted. Tani idach, kol shehu mishum tish'a ba'av, asur lechol basar, asur lishtot yayin, v'asur lirchotz, kol she'enu mishum tish'a ba'av, mutar lechol basar lishtot yayin ve'asur lirchotz. Question of Gersaot. So the question is like this: have you been makabel now Tisha B'Av? Have you had a? Are you now osik in your tzuda mafset? So in other words, you're allowed now, as long as you're eating, to say mutar lirchotz. You're being osik in your tzuda mafset. Okay. So in other words, you haven't yet been makabel the tanin. So then you could also wash. There's no issue of the other inuyin, but if now it's no longer the asik in Tisha B'Av, and I'm saying that, meaning that you've already now accepted upon yourself, so then in a chinami it would have been asur is the mashmoud. Okay, the ma'aser were more machmir on lirchotz. There's no, for instance, there's no iser of nihilata sandal already at that point. But what we're saying, those things that are very much part of the care and the comfort for yourself, like rechitza, that already enochinami would kick in if you're being osik now in Tisha B'Av. But when it says over here the second part, kosha enu mishum Tisha B'Av, so you're being osik now, obviously can't mean osur lirchotz. The girsa here doesn't make any sense. It means we're not yet ready to be makabel. The surah Tisha B'Av said when we finish Tisha B'Av, so then it should say mutar lechotz. And indeed, we change the correct gears. It should be your mutar lechotz. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosef, Mishum Aviv, kol sha'a shemutar le'echol, not basar, but mutar lechol. As long as you could still eat during the day, there's no kabbalah zatainis. Mutar lechotz. It's only after you were makabel already on yourself, even though it's earlier, then already it becomes osur lirchotz. Tana rabbanan kol mitzvot hanogot be'evel va'avel nogot v'tisha b'av. Whatever an avel can't do, you can't do on Tisha B'Av. So therefore, you have the list doesn't. I shouldn't say therefore, because the list includes the things that are also on Tisha B'Av, al stadinim of Ta'anit, not only al stadinim of Avel. Remember, there's two separate dinim. So al sur b'achila b'shtia, obviously that is not a din in the Avel. Ubesicha ubenilata sandal ubetashmish amita. V'yasur likrot b'torah b'nevim v'chtuvim. You're not allowed to read Tanakh. You're not allowed to go over your Mishnah. B'talmud, you're not allowed to read the Gemara. You're not allowed to read Midrashim, Halachot, Agadot. But, Koreu b'makom she'eino ragil likrot. If you find psukim that you don't know, then you feel so miserable reading them. Then what is this talking about? I can't believe I'm so old already, I don't even know how to read a pasuk. Hey, so that's avelut already, you know. So that you can read. There's a Mishnah you don't know. So you can read that, because that's miserable. The Koreh, you can also read miserable things, like kinos, meaning echas, the way the Gemara refers to kinos. Iyov, dvorim ha-ra'im she-bi-yirmiyo, v'tinokot shel-beit rabban. Now the children in the school, the correct girsa in the Gra reverses it, is enan betelim. We'll see, Reb Yudah argues. But the tinokot shel-beit rabban, they don't enjoy the studying. So for them, it's the avelut is to be studying. So you should have school to make them miserable. Mishum shenema pekudei Hashem. Why is it also for other people to learn? Mishum shenema pekudei Hashem yisharim misam chelev. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. They say just because you have tsar in reading something that you're not used to reading doesn't mean it's not included in pekudei Hashem yisharim misam chelev. You can't read just because it's painful. And the Eino Shaneh B'Makom Sheino Ragil Ishnot. I agree that Koreyu B'Yov B'Kinot B'Dvarim Arayim Shemir Miyov and Tinokot Shal Beit Rabban I hold our B'Talim. Because even for them, Mishum Shaneh B'Kudi Hashem Yisharim Misam Chelev. Now there's a big Machlokas Aposkim. The Taz understands that the meaning of canceling school is because the kids need teachers. The teacher is not allowed to teach because even though he's having a miserable time with the kids, nonetheless, because Hashem Yisharim Misam Chelev, so he enjoys the Torah anyway. But according to which, you could use teaching machines for kids. They're not us or the machines. Not yet, anyway. But a lot of Paiskim argue with him, or Moshe Paskin Luchumra, that it's actually an Isser for the children themselves. So either, there's a number of different times, some tiny, because even if they're just learning Olive Beis, there's a joy in accomplishment, even if they don't have a joy in the Etzem Torah. That's it's just a din in the chinuch for avelut. I mean, this is part of the chinuch. So then maybe you're just going through the motions, but nonetheless, it's there. So that lamaisa, we don't have school on Tisha B'Av, but there's always a solution. You could learn kinas, which is what they do in Zilberman. So they chazer over Eicha.
It's the only day that they don't.
They don't learn. No fader at all. The Chofesh HaGadol is Tisha B'Av. So the Eicha is only Erev Tisha B'Av. They sit outside and they say the whole Eicha in front of my window. That's Hashem HaAtid. Building the Beis HaMikdash. They want to get the kids used to that day. Because otherwise, you're not Mavata Tinok Bisho Beis Ram and Afilu Bini Beis HaMikdash. Lo Yorchal Basar V'lo Yishtayai. Tana, aval ochel basar maliach v'shote yain migito. You are allowed to have now salted meat. So we said pastrami and so on. You can have, and you could even have wine that is still migito, so grape juice that hasn't fermented yet. When you say salted, ad kama, I mean until. What point is it already considered to be not really meat and just salted? Omer b'chinen b'arkana b'shmeidah Shmuel kol zman shu kishlamim. It's meat As long as or she'enu kishlamim also makes sense. It's not meat, but it's no longer shlamim. And as Rashi points out, the only time that we find in the Torah a mention of the longevity of meat is by shlamim, because it says hanotar mibisar zevach shlamav. So as we're still calling the basar of the shlamim at the point that it becomes notar basar, the shlamim can be had for 2 days. So that means the Torah sees meat as still being called meat within 2 days of the Shechita. After that, even if you preserve it, it's preserved meat. It's not really meat. It doesn't have the gishmak of meat. So according to that, you'd be allowed to have your pastrami, as we were saying before, as long as it's maliach. Lemaisa, we don't pask in this, as Tosis brings over here, what he says is, since it's become our minhag to enjoy cold cut sandwiches, so in other words, they already have it, the pastrami in France. That's right. So it wasn't only the Italians. So he says, therefore, for us, it's already considered to be meat. We're not allowed to have it. And even though Lamaisa the Gemara says that the grape juice stuff is black, but we eat grape juice too, so we can't have grape juice either. The truth is, the Gemara's version of Yain Migito isn't really referring to grape juice, although the Peskim say that grape juice would still be included under Yain Migito, because our grape juice does not ferment, and it would be pasteurized, and see to it that it's not fermented, it's just the juice. They're talking about wine that's in the process of fermenting, which really is black. Can't even get a self-respecting snake to drink from that, therefore there's no issur of Gilui on it. So when we talk about the din of Yain Migito at Kama, Kozmanchu Toses, as long as it's bubbling. Tana Yain Toses ain bo mishum Gilui. There's no Gilui on the Yain Toses because the snake won't drink from it. The bubbles will push it away. And the Kama Tesisato Shloshayami, there's 3 days of fermentation, during which Rashi, who ought to know, says that it will give you good diarrhea if you drink it. It's certainly not something that's good for you to drink. And therefore, it's not considered to be a dover that is lechvodo to aser for your Tisha B'Av Sunna. Tana, yayin tosei seimbo mishum gilui v'kama tesiso shirosha yamim. Om Rav Yerom Rav, kacha yamin agosh Rav Yerom Rav Yiloi. Look, what you're talking about over here is mi'ikar adin. But let me tell you how a person who cares about the Churban acts, Rav Yerom Rav Yiloi, an Erev Tisha B'Av, bring a dry piece of bread with nothing on it, just a little bit of salt. He sits in a place which is dirty and alone between the oven and the stovetop. And, you know, that's where you keep all the dirty pans and everything. They snuggle into that corner, sit on the ground. Would eat it, drink just a little cup of water with it. And he was like psychologically in a state as if he's sitting there mourning over a relative who's still unburied in front of him. And that's the correct way. And it would be from that already developed the minute to dip the food into ash and to eat a suda like a velin, to eat eggs and so on. So this is based on Rabbi Rabbi Loi's Anhoga. So that's a big come down from instead of 10 people, have 5 people, and instead of 10 glasses of wine, have 5, and so on. So this is really the way to do it. Keton is like a little pitcher. It's like a small pitcher they use next to you. It's not an ata, makom shenagu la'asot malacha b'tisha b'avosim, makom shenagu la'asot enosim. The din of whether you're allowed to do malach is dependent in the minhag, but b'chol makom tamidei chachamim b'teilim, and Reb Shimon Gamliel says, this is one of those things, like we talked about earlier, the yechidim being mit'anim, lo'olam yaseh kol adam atzimu ketamid chacham, for ta'anit, ta'anit amyachi, Reb Shimon Gamliel omer, lo'olam yaseh adam atzimu ketamid chacham, kidei shi'itane. It's all very nice to say that it looks arrogant, mishum yuaro, to act as if you're a talmid chacham, but that's where you're getting something out of it. Well, here, as we said earlier, to fast, to be miserable, nothing wrong with making yourself like a Talmud Chacham. So act, indeed, on Tisha B'Av like a Talmud Chacham. Don't do Milakha the way a Talmud Chacham would be batel, and so on.
It's not trimming on lights?
No, it means malacha that is that it has some type of kviyut and permanence that doesn't need to be done right at this minute. Then you speak out. In other words, tie your shoelaces. You could tie things. You could turn on a light. Something that needs better. That's not something that is an investment. Doesn't mean malacha like on Shabbos. Tanya, yidach Rav Shem Gamliel Omer, kol ochel v'shoteh b'tisha b'av, ki ilu ochel v'shoteh b'yom ha-kippurim. You have to treat the Shabbat the way you treat Yom Kippur. Rabbi Akiva Omer, kol ochel malacha b'tisha b'av, eino ro'eh siman b'racha l'olam. Somebody who does malacha on Tisha B'av will never see anything, as Rashi says, from it. Doesn't mean we'll never get a bracha in life, but we'll never get anything out of doing that malacha. Tosus takes it further, because he won't get any bracha out of that particular type of malacha that he needed to do on Tisha B'av. That type of malacha won't bring him out slaughter. I had such an interesting mindset like this. Not a number of years, I think it was about 10 years ago. I was in Chutzlars for the summer, and some like fancy shul on the east side invited me to come up for Tisha B'av and to speak. And they were offering, you know, the mice, and they were offering a very hefty sum of money. And I was fine. Anyway, look what's the difference. I'm in Baltimore, I'm in New York, it's all the same garbage. I'm not going to be in Yerushalayim. I might as well go. Okay. I felt a little funny taking money for this. Okay, you know, but after all, it's for Tisha B'av, it's for Tisha B'av. Anyway, so come back. After Tisha B'av, the next morning, my daughter backs the car up, smashes into the car right behind, outside of the driveway. And the bill was precisely, but precisely, what the check was. From it was like wild. I was like, yeah, of course. Weird. It's the believers who get themselves in trouble. And that's the thing. The world sort of tends to do the way you're looking at it. Yeah. So, called Mikana. Whoops, sorry. Furthermore, v'chachamim omrim, kol ha'oseh melacha b'tisha b'av ve'eino metaveh al Yerushalayim, eino ro'eh b'simchata, shlema simchu et Yerushalayim, v'gilu ba kol ohaveha, sisu ita masos kol ha'mitablim aleha. And if those who are mitablim will be zoche to be sisu ita masos. Mikan omru kol ha'mitaveh al Yerushalayim, zoche v'ro'eh b'simchata, but one who is not mitaveh al Yerushalayim will not be zoche to see in the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. You know what I mean? Similar time. Tanin Amiyachi, there's a debrayta that says something similar. Kol ha'ochel basar v'shote yayin b'tisha b'av. Now, obviously, it can't be referring to literally on Tisha B'av, because if you eat b'chlal on Tisha B'av here, it means, as Rashi says, b'tisha b'av on the Surah Mafseket, which is the first reference that we've seen when we say mishum Tisha B'av, like we saw in Ramad Aleph. Here, Ramam is calling it eating on Tisha B'av. So this is the Seuda that is the Lechvo Tisha B'Av, so to speak, Seuda. So somebody who eats in that Seuda wine and meat, Allah v'katuv omer, v'ti avonotam al atzmotam, they carry on their very bones the flesh of their sins. Rabbi Yudim v'chayev b'kviyat amita, v'lo odu lo chachamim. Now Rabbi Yudim went very far in terms of the Hanhagat Avelut, and he says, the same way that an oval used to be, this became bottle when kishuf became an element of kishuf to flip your bed over and so on. So they were no longer availing, no longer makof in the mitzvah. We still have the remnants of this halakha, though, that a person should be machmir in the way that he sleeps and be memayit from his normal comforts. If he normally uses two pillows, he should use one pillow. If he could sleep without a pillow, he should sleep without a pillow. And so, but that's the closest that we get to Kviyat HaMitah. You know, some people really put the mattress on the floor and so on, but lo hodu lo chachomi. So Tanya, in the Braita, expands on this a little bit. It's not so posh that they weren't mode at all. Umrulo the Rebbe Yehuda, l'dvorecha. I mean, the way you've got it over here, I mean, what are ubrot minikot supposed to do? I mean, you're going to take a pregnant woman and tell her to sleep on the floor? You take a nursing woman? I mean, because we had all of the dinim of Tisha B'Av or Chal, as opposed to the other taniot, also on ubrot minikot. So is that what you're trying to say? Amar lahem? No, of course I'm not trying to say that. Afa ni lo amarti ela biyachol. I'm not making this din an absolute din on Tisha. I'm saying somebody who is capable of being so well and can sleep in that fashion should be called for the mitzvah. Tanya Nami Hachi, and indeed the Braita says, Modeh Rabbi Yehuda L'Chachamim, Sheino Yochol, that Rabbi Yehuda agrees that this is not an absolute thing. If you're not going to be able to sleep, I'm not telling you to be called for the mitzvah. But here the Braita adds something amazing, that Modim Chachamim L'Rabbi Yehuda B'Yochol. But actually the Chachamim agree that if you are capable of being called for mitzvah, you should be called for mitzvah. So they're not arguing. If Rabbi Yehuda is moot, if you can't, then they're moot if you can. So now the whole Mishnah is moot. What were you talking about? Ask the Gemara. What? Let me just finish the thought. Ask the Gemara, so then, if that's the case, what are they arguing on? So then, my benayu, ike benayu shar mitot. The question wasn't about your own bed. Your own bed, they agreed. Either you can or you can't. But the question is, what about all of the beds in the house? By Avelut, there's an inyan to show the way we do certain things that go throughout the house. There's an inyan to show Avelut throughout the house to turn all of the beds upside down. So that's the question. This din of kviyat amita is not a this by Avelut, is not a din just for the Avel's personal bed, but the beds in the home. And that's what they're arguing in. So this is a very different story than the way we read the Mishnah. Omar Rava, well, let me tell you something. First of all, Hilchata Ketana Didan. As far as what the halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda, about Tviyat Amita. And furthermore, the halach is not like this Braita about Hodula. They weren't Hoda on nothing. They were arguing all the way. According to the Chachamim, there's no din, period, of Tviyat Amita. They're not arguing about the rest of the beds. They're arguing about each individual's bed. And it's not that their motive is yachol. So as according to this, it's completely midat chasidut, somebody who wants to be machman himself. But certainly it's not part of the halach of Tisha B'Av. Yes, dear President. We can't really do kriyat hamita because of the way our beds work. But that's the closest. People do that. I've seen a lot of people do that. You take things off of the bed and put on the floor. Omar Rabin Shimon ben Gamliel lo hayu yamim tovim liYisrael k'15 ba'av uk'yom haKippurim. This is a nice way to end the Masechta. The happiest days, also happy days. The happiest days were the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur, I understand. I mean, why the girls would be dancing around Yom Kippur? That's obvious.
It wasn't Motzei Yom Kippur.
What's Yom Kippur dancing in the club? What's the matter with you?
Well, everyone's eating.
Actually, Yom Kippur, I understand. Yom Kippur is a very happy day. Eat based Michlich Mechila. And it's the Yom Shenitum Baluchot Achronim. I mean, that's the. What happier day is there? HaKadosh Baruch was Misratz at the Klal Yisrael. Gave us the. Yeah, it changed. Gave us the, I mean, Rachmana Litzon, people relate to Yom Kippur in the sickest ways. But so it's the day of the giving of the Luchas, what a happier day could there be? But what's Tu B'Av? What happened on Tu B'Av? Never heard of it. My.
So the dancing was not Yom Kippur, it was only Tu B'Av?
The dancing was on Yom Kippur and on Tu B'Av. Shabbahen, Benotur. Why?
On the contrary. It's
like on the contrary, future. For sure. 100%. So what's this Tu B'Av, Jazz? Om Rav Yoram HaShmuel, it was the day, Yom Shushru Shvatim Lavozebeze. It was the day that the Shvatim no longer had limitations on intermarriage. And we know the whole story of Benot Slavchad, and they weren't allowed, a woman who was going to inherit wasn't allowed to marry into another Shevet. This created a very, very strong sense of tribalism and dissension and so on. So, it was a seaway from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What can you do? So my Dorosh, how are they matir something which it says in the Farish in the Torah you're not allowed to marry out of the Shevet? And marrying out of the Shevet was no small thing. Marrying out of the Shevet, that was the story with Yiftach. He called her a Zayna. He was a Benish HaZonah. As it says in the Targum, Benish HaZonah means his mother was from out of Shevet, which is why they threw him out of the house. Well, you think your mother's going to not... You're going to end up inheriting from our father, taking away, no way.
Wasn't the ancestor just on women without brothers?
Yeah, that's what happened. His mother would have inherited. You know.
Right.
So then, okay. So my Dorosh, how were they matir something that was osur? Zeh hadavar shetziva. Oh, you mean you're saying how did it become? I mean, that's human nature. And it's human nature. Once you give a person a tribal identification,
right.
So then already it becomes the wave, you know. I mean, those guys? How to shave it?
Like in Texas.
A straight out prostitute.
In Texas, they're more proud of being Texans than Americans.
Yeah, but I'm saying, give an opening and that's it. I mean, this was a horrific
Not
thing.
Person.
Once the Torah allowed any sense of tribalism instead of the unity of an Am Echad, the results were horrific. So because of this, they celebrated. So zeh davar shetzivah Hashem livnot lavcha. They darshin zeh davar, meaning davar zeh. It's only this, meaning as Hashem commanded benot lavcha. So it was only for the generation of the inheritance of Eretz Yisrael in the opening generation. Once it was kavua, which shevet gets what? So then fine. Davar zeh lo yenog el bedor zeh. Omer of Yezer Nachman. There was something else happened on Tuba. It was the Yom Shutar Shevet Binyamin Lavo Bekahal. Remember that everyone had taken an oath that they were not going to allow their daughters to marry into Binyamin. Shinemar v'ish Yisrael nishba b'mitzvah lemor ish mimenu lo yitein bito leBinyamin leisha. So how were they matir that? My Dorosh in the Civil War. Binyamin, the Lakish Begiva. So my Dorosh, what did they darshan to be matir? Oh, my Rav, they darshan ish mimenu, only from us, but lo mi banenu.
Darshan means to be matir neder?
Yeah. Well, no, not to be matir neder. To be matir that this was not a kherim akahal that was meant to apply to deres. I mean, it wasn't an individual's neder that it could be matir.
Didn't they, weren't they the Anshi Avesh Gilad who weren't there that were brought in first? Or
that was just to save the remnants of
Binyamin.
Initially. Yes, but then afterwards, yeah.
Okay.
Of course, there was an alternative.
Right.
The alternative was that you don't give the girls, they grab the girls.
Right.
Which was too bad.
Right.
But it's all part of the same idea. That's where it started.
Mm-hmm.
Have the girls dance through the Kramim and you grab the girls instead of are giving you the girl. Right?
Obviously, that's very Tubav oriented.
Yeah, okay. Rabba Barbachana Amrav Yochanan. Yeah, this is the story of Shaul.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Shaul came from those
women.
Shaul married those women. It says he didn't want to grab the girls, the girl grabbed him.
Which is why when he makes fun of Yonatan, he calls him Ben Navat Amardut. That's like your mother. Leboshet Ervati Mecha. That type of behavior. Go choose somebody. You choose Ben Yishai over me. Same way your mother acted.
picking me.
same psychology.
The Anshe Yavesh Gilad took Shaul's body off the walls of Beit Shan. Isn't that one?
Could be that there is. I never thought of it. But now that you're pointing it out, it makes sense.
Are you familiar with the Medrash on it? Why they?
I was wondering why that thread is there.
Yeah, it's clearly a thread, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Rabba Bar Bachana on Rabbi Yochanan, it's directly related to Tish'a B'Av, Tu B'Av. And it, in fact, it interrelates the same way that the Yom Kippur is now the end of the period of destruction. Tu B'Av was the end of the period of destruction that was on Tisha B'Av. Why? Because it was on that day that they no longer died. Now, how does that work? In famous Medrash, in which every year, it's actually
two versions, which it does is brings, is two ways of understanding the uniqueness of the tuba of experience particularly. But the one version has it, accepted version has it, that the in that dorm, the people would die only on Tisha B'Av. And what happened is that Erev Tisha B'Av, they would go and dig graves for themselves. Everybody dug a grave for himself and slept in the grave. Boy, that is a way to learn a lesson, I tell you. And then the next day, they would announce in the morning, anyone who is still alive can get up. Anyone who isn't should remain in the grave.
There weren't any heavy sleepers. That's the way not to hit the snooze
button. And okay, so the morning of the 40th year, they make this announcement, and everybody gets out of the grave, which was crazy because a very large proportion of it had the whole door. They split up as prorated, as the Medrash says. So there were a lot of people dying, and nobody died, which didn't make any sense. So they figured, okay, they must have made a mistake about when Rosh Chodesh was, and it's not the ninth. They did the same thing the next night. They still couldn't believe it, because it's supposed to be Arboim Shana, Arboim Yom Arboim Shana. So until Tu B'Av, they simply couldn't let go of the terror. The moon is full already. There's no way for me to think that it's really Leil Tisha B'Av. I mean, it's obviously not Leil Tisha B'Av. And it was at that point that they were ready to accept that actually the Gezerah was over. And it says, why do we make it a party? Because basically God made it a party. Shemra Vayika Shetamu Kol Anshei HaMilchama Diomar Mar. Because since we see in the Braita that Achelo Kalu Metei Midbar Lo Ayo Diburim Moshe, Shinemar Vayika Shetamu Kol Anshei HaMilchama Lamut Vayedaber Hashem Eli. The Dibur was not personal. There was a sense of distance and abstract, no connection. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah, like, okay, this is what you got to do. Sort of like the West Side, you know, that whole period. And then suddenly, came along that day, which was the end of the Gezerah, and once again there was chibur and chavivus and connection and meaning. So because of that, we made it into a holiday.
Does it mean that they didn't all die?
No, it was a question of whether those that year, the 20-year-olds that year, were included or not in the Gezerah. Some learned they were included, but there was a bitul exemption. It's a machlokus about how to understand it. It might even relate to the machlokus Rashi and Tosis that we had yesterday about whether the 40 days of the Meraglim include the 29th of the month, or since there was only a partial day, it started from the 30th. That's really, according to Rashi, it was partial, so maybe in Achinami. If the 40 days were in Shleimim, so the 40 years were in Shleimim. It's very interesting that it
is. The ability to count is rather prevalent when Moshe Rabbeinu goes up and doesn't come back after 40 days, but it's only been 39.
Right. This question, you mean? Whether Mikta Seyom Kekula type of. Yeah, it is very.
I think he's saying the inability of the Israel to have a clear handle on the count.
This question is very we've had a lot of this question. How to view Mikzas Yom Kekula beginnings, endings, back in Rosh Hashanah. It's particularly when it comes to the Dinamah Bavelis, the Mikzas Yom Kekula is very, very important. I mean, that's a nogei every single time. So when are they getting up? I mean, the seventh day. They're already, that's part of the Avelis issue. So therefore we made it into a holiday. Ula says something else that happened on Tu B'Av was that it was Yom Shibitel Hoshea Ben Elah, the Prusdiot Shehoshiv Yeravam Ben Avat Al Adrachim, Shelo Ya'alu Yisrael LaRega. Yeravam Ben Avat was terrified that the people would come down to the Beit HaMikdash, and obviously he would have to go down with them. I mean, you know, this was the center of Aveda. And then it would become evident to everybody that the only real Melech was David, because only Malkei Beit David have Rishus to sit in the Azara. And so he decided that there's got to be an alternative to Beit HaMikdash. It's garbage anyway. Nobody really believes in what they're doing over there. It's the same thing as the Egel anyway, right? Well, what's the difference? You worship an Egel, you worship a wall. I mean, it's the same stuff. They go down to the Kotel today, it's no different than the Egel. See, that's what he felt about the Beit HaMikdash. People go to Beit HaMikdash. Thank you very much. Maybe in the Midbar they had enough brains to figure out the difference between the Kruvim and the Egel. Nowadays, I guarantee you, you want a Beit HaMikdash, I'll give you an Egel at home. What do you got to schlep the Beit HaMikdash for?
How convenient.
That's very convenient. It makes a lot of sense.
And that's when the Chorban.
What?
The Kotel in Russia. People go and pray there.
What do you mean the Kotel? That's 770. They didn't build a Kotel. They built 770.
I saw the picture of the guy.
For Jews?
For the Jews. They built a mock Kotel. People go down and just...
Well, you're going to get miniatures you put in your living room to bow down to.
In China, they have a weekend, right? Don't make sure it's a wall.
I said,
we'll
put notes
in. Any of, what do you mean? Not nowadays? They have the, you can fax.
It's the most contacted place in the world.
It's what?
It beats Santa Claus.
What? It's the most what?
More than the North Pole, you mean?
Yeah.
You're saying the website?
The Western Wall gets more letters.
No kidding.
The North Pole.
No.
Somebody knows what he's talking about.
More than Santa Claus?
I asked that question.
I don't see how either party would be involved in
and
that.
And also more than a Lubavitcher Rebbe? Okay. I mean it seriously. I mean, I know that there's fax machines working 24 hours a day there at the grave. It's not a, not an exaggeration.
Sending out
really and truly. Well, that's the old thing about the you know, the Breslov Rebbe, what they say. You know? They give him an aliyah every time. They give him Hagra. You know, then we'll see. Yeah.
I think it's real mom.
Because he said, Yoram Menavot, he actually put cops out on the road to prevent people from going to the Beis Hamikdash. Shelo Yalu Yisrael Lerego. And he, Hoshea ben Elah, I mean, look, he wasn't a particularly religious man. I mean, he was considered to be a Rasha. But it says, Lo Kamalcha Yisrael, it wasn't as bad as the other ones. So he said, you know what, religious freedom, Lezer Shir Tzu Yalu, you like Eagles, go to Eagles. You like Beis Hamikdash, you got a Beis Hamikdash. There's also a mosque there. You know, you do whatever you want. So that they celebrated. Interesting. The fact that at least you could go now to the Beit HaMikdash, wasn't it? That was also cause for celebrations. You have to adjust your expectations in life. Like that's part of the Tuba of... all right, we'll read the rest of... there's more on Tuba of... Don't jump!
Ready?
Stay till tomorrow.
Right
now. Omar Rav Alocher Rav Shimon Gamliel veOmar Rav Alocher Rabbi Meir veTarvayelu Kula veTzrichri Ashmin Alocher Rabbi Meir Hava Mina Filim Rosh Chodesh Yerosher and Kibus and Tisporet Kamashmin Alocher Rav Shimon Gamliel. On the other end, the Ashminin Alocher Rav Shimon Gamliel Hava Mina Filim Achrav the entire Shavuah Shechal B'Tishabot Kamashmin Alocher Rabbi Meir only the fun of Erev Tisha B'Av Lo Yochal Adam Shle Tavshilin etc. Omar Rav Yudah Lo Shenel Misheshot VeLamala. That's what we mean by Erev Tisha B'Av Misheshot VeLamata. That's not Erev Tisha B'Av. V'yom Rav Yudah Lo Shad Al B'Suda Mafsik B'Av L'B'Suda She'ena Mafsik B'Av even after Chatzot it's Mutar Tavay L'Kula V'Tzricha again Yashvin B'Suda Mafsik B'Av Hava Mina Afilu Misheshot VeLamata Kamashma Misheshot VeLamala V'Yashvin Misheshot VeLamala Hava Mina Afilu B'Suda She'ena Mafsik B'Av Kamashma L'B'Suda Mafsik B'Av. It's not a standard Tzricha. It's a Tzricha to explain what we mean by She'en L'Kula Tavay L'Kula. Tanya Kalishna Batra, Tanya Kalishna Kama. Tanya Kalishna Batra, just to get you mixed up. Hasoi Erev Shabbat. Im Atidlis O Tzudach Ered, Mutar Lachol Basar Lishtot Yayin. Vim Lav Asur Lachol Basar Lishtot Yayin. Tanya Kalishna Kama. Erev Tishabav, Lo Yochal Adam Shnei Tavshilin, Lo Yochal Basar, Lo Yishte Yayin, Rav Shem Gamliel, Omer Yishaneh. Omer Yura Ketzad Meshaneh. אם היה רגיל לאכול שני תבשילים, יאכל מן אחד, היה רגיל לסעוד בעשרה בני אדם, סועד בחמישה, היה רגיל לשתות עשרה כוסות, שותה חמישה כוסות. במה דברים אמורים משש שעות ולמעלה, אבל משש שעות ולמטה מותר, just like Rav Yudah said. תני אידך, ערב תשעה באב לא יאכל אדם שני תבשילים, יאכל בעשר לא ישתה יין, דיבר רבי מאיר, וחכמים אומרים ישנה. וממעט בבשר או ביין קצת ממעט, אם היה רגיל לאכול ליטרה בעשר, יוכח חצי ליטרה. היה רגיל לשתות לוג יין, ישתה חצי לוג יין. ואם אינו רגיל כל עיקר, אין זה עשר. השם גמליאל אומר, אם היה רגיל לאכול צנון, או מליח, אחר חסידתו, רשות בידו. תן ידע, as long as it's not part of the actual student, add another option. כל שום משום תשעה באב, אסור לאכול בשר, אסור לשתות יין, ואסור לרחוץ. כל שאינו משום תשעה באב, מותר לאכול בשר לשתות יין, ואסור לרחוץ, ומותר לרחוץ.
Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosef, and Shem Aviv, kol sha'a, shemutar le'achol, mutar le'achotz. Toner Rabbonin, kol mitzvot, ha'noagot ba'avel, noagot b'tisha ba'av. אסור באכילה בשתי הבשיח בנהלת הסן ובתש משמיתה ואסור לקרוא בתורה בנביאים בכתובים לשנות במשנה בתלמוד במדרש בהלכות באגדות אבל קורא במקום שאינו רגיל לקרות שונה במקום שאינו רגיל לשנות וקורא בקינות ביו בדברים הרעים שבירמיו ותינוקות של בית רבן אינם בטלים שמשנה בפקדי השם ישרים מסמכי לב רבי יהודה אומר אף אינו קורא במקום שאינו רגיל לקרות, ואינו שונה במקום שאינו רגיל לשנות, אבל קורא הוא באיוב ובקינות ובדברים הרעים שבמיהו, ותינוקות של בית רבן בטלים בו, משם שנאמר בקדי השם ישרים בסמכי לב. לא יאכל בשר ולא ישתה יין, טענה, אבל אוכל הוא בשר מליח ושותה יין מגיתו. בשר מליח עד כמה? אומר, כינון הברקן ובשמי לשמור, כל זמן שהוא כשלמים, יין מגיתו, עד כמה כל זמן שהוא תוסס. תנא יין תוסס, אין בו משום גילוי. כמה תסיסתו? שלושה ימים. אומר רבי יונה מרב, ככה היה מנהג של רבי יהודה ברבי אלוהי. ערב תשעה באב, מביא לו פת חריבה במלח, יושב בין תנור לקיריים, ואוכל, ושותה עליו כיתות של מים, ודומה כמי שמתו מוטל לפניו. תנא אתה, מקום שנהגו לעשות מלאכה בתשעה באב עושים, מקום שנהגו שלא לעשות אין עושים, ובכל מקום תלמידי חכמים ובתלמידים. רב שמעון גמליאל אומר, לעולם יעשה כל אדם עצמו כתלמיד חכם. תנא נמי יחי, רב שמעון גמליאל אומר, לעולם יעשה אדם עצמו כתלמיד חכם, כדי שיתענה, or in this case, כדי לא לעשות מלאכה. תנא רב שמעון גמליאל אומר, כל אוכל ושותה בתשעה באב, כי אילו אוכל ושותה ביום הכיפורים. רבי עקיבא אומר, כל עושה מלאכה בתשעה באב, אינו רואה סימן ברכה לעולם. חכמים אומרים, כל עושה מלאכה בתשעה באב ואינו מטבל על ירושלים, אינו רואה בשמחתה, שנאמר שמחת ירושלים וגילו בה כל אוהביה, שישו איתה משוש כל המתאבלים עליה. מכאן אמרו כל המתאבל על ירושלים, זוכה ורואה בשמחתה. שאינו מטבל על ירושלים, אינו רואה בשמחתה. תני נמי אחי, כל האוכל בשר ושותה יין בתשעה באבינים נסודה מסקת, עליו הכתוב אומר, ותהיה בנותם על עצמותם. רבי יהודה מחייב בחביית המיטה ולא הודו לו חכם. תניא, אמרו לו רבי יהודה לדברך וברוד מניקות, מה תהיה להם? אמר להם, אף אני לא אמרתי עליו יכול. תניא, אמר יחי מודה רבי יהודה לחכמים בשינו יכול, ומודים חכמים לרבי יהודה ביכול. If that's the case, מה ביניו? איגי ביניו שר מיטות שבבית, תניא, כשאמרו לכבוד המיטה לא מידתו בלבד הוא כופה, אלא כל המיטות כולנו כופה. אמר רב היוחד כתניא דידן, and furthermore, when it says "v'lo du lo chachomi," it means at all, even about a yachol. Omer Shimon Gamliel lo ayu yamim tovim liyisrael kechamisha sabab uchi yom haKippurim. I understand yom haKippurim. It is usually the base of chumachila yom shnitnu baluchot haachronim. But Tu B'Av, my Omer Yena Meshmuel yom shutru shvatim lavoze beze. My dorsh ze adavar sheretzivah shem livnot zlapcha. That's the ze. So it's davar ze lo yeinog. Ela bedor zeh. Om Rav Yezer, Om Rav Nachman, it was also Yom Shuta Shevet Binyamin Lavo Bekal. Shenema ve'ish Yisrael, nishba ba'mitzpah lemor, ish mimenu lo yitein bitola binyamin v'isha. So my dorosh to be matere, Omar Rav, mimenu, v'lo mibanin. Rabba Barachon, Om Rav Yochanan, Tu B'Av is the Yom Shekolu bo meitei midbar. Yom Ramar, Ad Shelo kolu meitei midbar, lo haya dibur im Moshe. But by the way, I forgot, I started talking about two pshat, I forgot to mention the other one, which is that all year round people would die throughout the year, but there was this major, at the end of the year, at the last point, so many hundreds of people would die. Here, no one died. That was the thing.
Entire year.
No. This right, in other words, it was a two ba'av where they saw that no one died. So it was a simon already that it was the end of the. It was clearly that it was making a point of ending the gzeira. There shouldn't be any deaths, not no natural deaths. Shinama vayika shetamu kolan shi hamilchamah lamut vayidaber Hashem elai, meaning personally elai haya adibur. Ula omer yom shebitol Hashem ben elah por prusdiot. שורשיב ירבן בנבט על הדרכים, שלא יעשו, לא יעלו יצאו לרגע. So Shea said, לאיזה שירצה, יעלו, what do I care?